From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 4th day of February, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Well, the weather is at the top of the news today, as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm warning, effective late Tuesday night, February the 4th, through 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February the 5th, for East Central New York, Southern Vermont, Western Massachusetts, and Northwest Connecticut. Heavy snow is expected. Snow accumulations of 8 to 12 inches of snow possible, with 12 to 15 inches in higher elevations of the Eastern Catskills, Berkshires, and Southern Green Mountains. Maximum snowfall rate of 1 inch per hour is possible. Difficult travel conditions are likely late Tuesday night through Wednesday from the morning commute through the evening commute. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 34 degrees. Tuesday night, snow mainly after 2 a.m. with a low around 22 degrees. The chance of precipitation is about 90%, with new snow accumulations of 3 to 5 inches possible. We'll run down the long-range forecast for you in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that a site plan for the Bridge Street Theater on West Bridge Street in the village of Catskill was approved by the planning board on Monday. Co-owners John Sowell and Stephen Patterson presented the board with their plan to transfer the former Curtain Factory building into a performing arts center. They expect construction and renovation to take about 6 months. The final product will be a 12,000-square-foot performing arts center with a 99-seat theater, a lobby, and gallery space, administrative offices, a three-bedroom apartment for out-of-town actors, and a large warehouse for a shop and storage that may later be converted into a larger theater. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that some Hudson Police Department costs dropped dramatically in 2013 compared to the previous 2 years. Overtime dropped by more than 11%. Other decreases include gasoline usage and vehicle maintenance. In addition, crime and calls for service were the lowest of the last 3 years in 9 out of 14 categories. The number of hit-and-run, assault, domestic dispute, harassment, and noise complaint calls in the city also decreased in 2013. However, calls for service involving drug violations were reported at a 3-year high. That is a story you'll find in today's Register Star. The Daily Mail is reporting that in anticipation of the snowstorm expected to hit the area overnight Tuesday to Wednesday, a snow emergency has been declared in the village of Catskill, effective 8 p.m. today, Tuesday, February the 4th. All vehicles should be parked on the odd-number side of the village streets between 8 p.m. Tuesday and 8 a.m. Wednesday. Vehicles should then be moved and parked on the even-numbered side of the street from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday and continue to be moved every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. In addition, there will be no parking on Main Street from Green Street to Summit Avenue effective 8 p.m. Tuesday. Vehicles that hinder snow removal operations will be ticketed and towed at the operator's expense. Residents who usually park on Main Street are advised to use municipal parking lots. Finally, Rick Carlin is reporting into Capital Confidential that additional federal money is now available for New Yorkers who qualify for heating assistance. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on Monday that the federal government released additional funding, increasing the state's total for the current heating season to more than $366 million. Eligible households may receive one regular heat benefit per season. They could also be eligible for an emergency benefit if they are in impending danger of running out of fuel or having their utility service shut off. More than 1.3 million households have already received HEAP assistance this winter. That is a story that you will find at the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. As for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm warning for our area for tonight through 6 p.m. tomorrow. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 34 degrees. Tonight, snow mainly after 2 a.m. with a low around 22 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%, and new snow accumulations could be 3 to 5 inches. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Wednesday, snow mainly before 4 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times with a high near 30 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulations of 4 to 8 inches are possible. Wednesday night, scattered snow showers mainly before 9 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 14 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 6. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 27 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 8. Sunrise this morning was at 7:04 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:14 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 10 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 4th day of February 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe tomorrow.